This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, pirates raid an American cargo ship off the coast of Somalia and take the captain hostage. Iran takes another step toward nuclear power, and a surge in the U.S. stock market leads to speculation, like what's happening. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore is on vacation, so we're pleased to be joined to talk about the news this week, our friend, journalist, and author Robin Wright. Robin, thanks for being with us.
Always great to be with you.
Do you have a new book out?
I have a book out in paperback, Dreams and Shadows, The Future of the Middle East.
Okay, let's get that on the record first, okay? And, of course, much of the fascination of the U.S. is now drawn to the if I'm referred to it as the drama of this brave captain who offered himself, as a matter of fact, apparently, in exchange for the crew who's being held by pirates off the coast of Somalia. Take us to school a little bit as U.S. naval forces gather about the increase in pirate activity in recent years. I mean, not parenthetical, of course. French special forces raided a yacht and were able to free some of the hostages. The last one died. There's been a real increase in recent years.
Extraordinary increase. And in a failed state like Somalia, this is one of not only the few businesses, but one of the very few with profitability. When you think that they've made at least $40 million last year, and it may be twice as high as that, according to some estimates. Mm-hmm. That's an important injection into the economy of little Somalia. But it's an interesting development. You have a guided missile frigate joining today a destroyer to face down four pirates on a lifeboat holding one American hostage. We haven't had a drama like this since the Barbary Pirates 200 years ago. And it's interesting that it comes the same week as Secretary of Defense Robert Gates mm-hmm. talked about shifting American resources from the conventional threat to the unconventional. And this is clearly the most unconventional threat the United States faces. And there's no easy out here. Mm-hmm. Maybe Navy SEALs can go in at some point and try to free the captain. But the problem is, what do you do about pirating in general? The Bush administration was offered a proposal by the Pentagon to go in and clean them out and mm-hmm. turned it down because with wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and the experience of the famous Black Hawk Down incident in 1993, the White House decided against it. And so far, there's every indication that the Obama administration also don't want to take these pirates on land. Mm-hmm. And today you have in an area four times the size of Texas, an international armada, something like 20 ships, including Russians, Chinese, even an Iranian warship. And they're unable to stop these, you know, little pirates.
That must be part of what's daunting about, I mean, people in the Pentagon like to throw around words like, let's clean it out. But, I mean, that would be a massive military operation, wouldn't it?
It would certainly have to be a major ground assault by sea. You know, it's one thing to try to take out pockets of al-Qaeda based in Somalia with missiles.
Yeah.
But it's another thing, because pirates are so mobile, to be able to try to take them out and know where their headquarters are. This is not a place that needs to be based in one place. They can quite easily move.
I want to ask you about Iran. You're just back from Iran, and of course, news this week that they've launched a new nuclear fuel production plan. Help us understand the Obama administration's efforts to engage Iran in talks on their nuclear program. Does Iran want to talk? Or do they want to talk at the cost of anything?
I think that for the first time in 30 years, you have both Iran and the United States on the same page, that they're interested in the potential of some kind of dialogue. Mm-hmm. The difference today, however, is that Iran feels that it holds a lot of trump cards and that it wants not merely talks with the United States. It wants rewards for any kind of cooperation. Mm-hmm. And it ultimately wants the right to enrich uranium for its peaceful nuclear energy program, which, of course, the international community is concerned,
yeah.
can be subverted to develop a nuclear weapon. I think what you've seen over the last week with the President Ahmadinejad coming out and talking about they have 7,000 centrifuges and they have a fuel capability developing now, that they're posturing for those talks. They believe this is not just an issue of getting access to energy and fuel for energy, that it's a sovereignty issue, that they have the right under the Non-Proliferation Treaty to engage in their own fuel processing. So I think at the end of the day, if there's going to be any movement, and mm-hmm. it's going to be very, very tough because Iran does hold Trump cards, that it will end up having to find a compromise over that fuel cycle.
I want to ask you about something I noticed. You have an article in Time magazine. Women in Iran you met who are now wearing headscarves as a sign of independence.
No. This was the piece was really about the broader Middle East.
It's not a headscarf piece, but this was a little anecdote you had in there.
Well, it's throughout the Middle East, you find women turning increasingly to Islam and wearing the headscarf, in part not to go back in time, but they see this as a means of moving forward, that the headscarf gives them the credibility, the legitimacy in a local cultural context to work, to travel, and to do things on their own. And so I think one of the things we're beginning to see in this fourth new phase of Islamic activism is greater symbols of piety, even as Islam is a means to an end rather than the end itself.
Boy, say this for the very last. Is the economy improving?
Well, President Obama certainly sounded like a cheerleader this week. He talked about glimmers of hope and getting the economy back on track. And there was some very good news this week. You saw the Wall Street was almost buoyant. The S&P 500 stock index has gone up since March 9th, something like 25%, which is one of the biggest surges in decades. And the credit markets have thawed. Mm-hmm. So there are indications of hope. But at the same time, you have GM preparing for possible bankruptcy and unemployment expected to increase. So there's good news, but there's still a lot of bad news.
Thanks, Robin Wright.
Thank you.